Hello, darling. You never told me that your office was just this fancy. What? What? What's wrong? Oh, what am I doing here? I'm sitting at your desk. In your really, really fancy chair. It's so fancy. I might steal it. What? Darling, I'm not actually going to steal it. I'm an assassin, not a thief. What? Isn't it obvious? I'm visiting you. Yes, I'm visiting you at work. Why? Because I love you? And that's what girlfriends do? Yes, darling, I am an assassin. Maybe you should say that a little bit quieter. But what does that have to do with anything? I'm your girlfriend. And this is what girlfriends do. I bought you lunch. And I actually didn't make it. I was going to lie, but we both know that I cannot cook. I mean, it's so... I mean, I don't get it. I'm good with knives. I'm so good with knives. It just doesn't translate. But no, I bought it. It's nice, though. It's all your favourites. Enough for two. I thought that we could have a picnic. Or maybe I'll just stay here in this chair. This chair is worth killing for. I would kill for this chair. I mean, if you wanted me to. Do you? Of course you don't. Of course. I mean, if you change your mind. What? Fine. I know. You don't need anyone killed. But if you do, you know where to come. Me. Just come to me. If you go to anyone else, I will kill them. What? Professional integrity, darling. Also, I would be jealous. I get very jealous. What? I told you I came here to bring you lunch, to, you know, see your office, to maybe talk to your co-workers. And, what? No, I didn't talk to anyone in particular. I just... you know, chatted with a few people. What do you mean, what did I do? Darling, you're so suspicious. It's rather attractive. I like it. What do you mean it's not working? This always works. Darling, do you want me to pout? Because I've been practicing and I... well, I'll just show you, shall I? Pout. 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 Is it working? It was working. See, that suspicion, not so attractive. Yes, it is. It's so attractive. I like that. I also really like this chair. I'm not changing the subject. I'm just momentarily diverting it. But you're very stubborn. And that's also very attractive. What? It's not my fault that you're ridiculously attractive, is it? You really are. And that is why I had to come in. Because I missed you. I mean, I did miss you, but there might have been a few other little details I needed to sort out. I didn't do anything! I just talked, is all. So, your office. So fancy. What? It is fancy. Look. It is fancy. Well, it's fancy to me. I don't have an office, do I? I just have an armory. And a secret base. And a second secret base. And then a second secret base. Was that a second, third secret base? I have a lot of secret bases. Do you want to know where they are? Because I will tell you. I will tell you everything. Because I love you. I do. I really love you, and I've never been in love before. I was always very detached. It helps in my line of work. But now I am awfully attached to you. So I just had to take a few precautions, is all. Don't worry, I didn't kill anyone. I just... Wow. Darling, you are amazing, and I adore you. I really do. You're so smart. You're so creative. You're so sexy. But you can also be a little oblivious, and that is, well, it's a problem. It's a real problem. But don't worry. I'm here to fix all of your problems. I'm a problem solver. How would you like me to solve them? A gun? A rocket? A knife? Are you sure you don't want me to kill anyone for you? Because I will. I can be subtle. I just want you to know that the option is there. If you want it, I'll do it. No, I haven't killed anyone. I've just chatted to a few people. Just a few people who are getting a little too familiar. What? What? Pout. Darling. Darling, you are the love of my life. You are everything. And there is nothing that I wouldn't do for you, but oh my God. You are so oblivious. And I am not. And that, see, while I haven't been here before, I have, been watching. Just a little. Not in a bad way. Just in a keeping an eye on the one I love kind of way. It's not like I have a dedicated surveillance system. Maybe. I just want to keep you safe. I just want to keep you safe. And that's good. Because you're in danger. You are in danger. No, darling. No, not that kind of danger. I mean, there are. I mean, you're mine. You are mine. I will knife fight anyone who says that you're not. I will. I've got a knife. I have several knives on my person. Sorry, it's just in case. Just in case of what? Well, while I was watching and, smiling and stroking the monitor creepily, I couldn't help but notice that some of your co-workers were interested in you. Oh, they are. No, they are. They really are. See, oblivious, adorable, but oblivious. And that is part of your charm. But they're not so charming with their hussy eyes all over you in their hussy hands just inching towards. No. So I just thought I would have a chat. Just a little chat. Not that I'm jealous. I am so jealous because you're mine. And no touchy. You take your hussy hands and no. I will stab you in your face. Sorry, I didn't stab them in the face. I just introduced myself. I, had a few very polite, but very firm conversations. And I did a bit of research. So, well, darling, it is amazing how... This might sound bad. It's kind of bad. It's just I was very jealous. Exceedingly jealous. If you have a secret, I mean a deep, dark, dirty secret, maybe you should make an effort to, I don't know, keep it secret. But the people you work with, they're just not that cautious. It's just so easy to find out all of their secrets, find out all the things they hide, and just, you know, mention them in passing conversation. And a few light threats, and, wow. I love you. What? What? Darling, they want you. They want you. And no. No, 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 no. I didn't kill them. What? What? I didn't kill them. I wanted to. I still want to, but I won't because I know that you don't want me to kill them. And I love you. But that doesn't mean that I'm not going to warn them off because you are mine. And I love you. And I would kill for you. I would kill for you and I would kill for this chair because it's so comfortable. Sorry, it's just, I've never been jealous before. It's never been a problem because, you know, detached, only not detached and actually very jealous. Very, 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 very jealous. And that's probably one of those things I should have talked to you about, isn't it? You know, one of those relationship things. Right. Sorry about that. So, darling, I might be jealous of some of the women you work with. What am I going to do about it? Is this a trap? Because this feels like a trap. You're smiling. Wait. Do you like that I'm jealous? You like that I'm jealous. You like it. No, you do. You like it. Darling. I was so jealous. I have, in fact... No, I'm not going to say that. No. That would be bad. That would be bad. And lunch is getting cold. So... Who? You want to know who wants you? Oh, hell no. Oh, no. No, don't worry about it. It's fine. You really want to know? Well, a lady never tells, but... Well, if you see anyone who looks very scared, who is timid and jumping out of their skin, it's a fair bet that I might have had a word. Or two, maybe three. But I didn't stab them. This is progress. So lunch? Oh, come on! Really? Are you going to really make me promise? Fine, I won't kill them unless I have to. What? I might have to kill them! But I'll check with you first. And I'll have a really, really good reason. Like they touch you. Or they are secret ninjas. I can kill them if they're secret ninjas, right? Really? Oh, you're so harsh. It's rather attractive. Pout. So, darling, how about that lunch? Oh, hello, Emma. Goodbye, Emma. Well, she can run really quickly. What?